You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A year ago, the Consent Law Reform Campaign, led by founder Liba Zubair, handed over a petition to Parliament calling for a change in our consent law under the Crimes Act. I spoke to Liba about what the campaign has achieved in the past year, especially in the context of the election, and the impact this law change could have for survivors. Content warning for discussions of sexual violence during this story. What is the Consent Law Reform campaign about?
Consent Law Reform focuses on, well, it's more of a blanket term, really.
Yeah.
The three key issues that we've decided to focus on, though, are age of consent, definition of consent, and reasonable grounds of belief of consent. However, it's a strong belief of everyone in this campaign that consent law reform is in regards to reforming our laws that talk about consent, more specifically in the Crimes Act. So it's a broad range of issues. However, we focused on three.
And we're almost a year since your petition handover. What has happened in that time?
So much. So it is actually, I think, so on the 13th, it will be exactly 1 year for the petition to have closed, which is also my birthday. So after the handover, we were invited to do a written submission to the Petitions Committee. From there, around 4 to 5 months after, I think, we were in May, actually, of this year, we were invited to do an oral submission to the Justice Select Committee. I was there alongside a few law lecturers from AUT and the director of Help Auckland, which is a sexual violence prevention organization, Catherine McPhillips, who specializes in this work, and we did an oral submission via Zoom. From there, very recently, actually, around 2 weeks ago now, we heard back from the Justice Select Committee, and we were told that their recommendation basically says that we need to relook at our laws. And from there, actually, National and Labour announced that if they're in government, this is something they're going to look at. So we don't have a confirmation of what the reforms are going to be, but we do have a confirmation that they're going to start looking at it, which is honestly best case scenario in my eyes and in most of people's eyes, to be honest.
So my understanding is that the recommendation to investigate the law change also came from the Justice Select Committee. Why is this so exciting?
Well, So I've been very candid about the fact that I'm a survivor of sexual assault, and that's been a huge part of this campaign. And one of the biggest reasons why it's touched so many people is because they're able to, for the first time, kind of see the justice for the government to be like, okay, maybe this something is wrong. It's so incredibly validating for so many other survivors of sexual assault, including myself, which is why while this is monumentous in a political kind of activism aspect, it's also so wholesome and so heart-touching to see as individuals ourselves. But to hear from the Justice Select Committee to say that, hey, this isn't right, it's admittance, and it's something that we can hold them accountable to, and that's such a big thing for us.
And the Minister for Prevention of Family and Sexual Violence, Manama Davidson, said it was actually meant to happen in the last wave of reforms, like when abortion law reform was happening, but it didn't. So why is this change in particular taking so long?
Honestly, Kaden, to you and I, it seems very simple. And I honestly think it is. Like, so I'm studying law right now, but I honestly still, I'm just like, just do it already. I actually talked to Jen Logie and Marama when we were starting this campaign, and it was Jan's work actually around consent law reform that set the frameworks for this campaign. I've been very candid about the fact that, you know, I'm leading this campaign, but it's not new. Consent law reform is something that's been in the works for years and years and years. Unfortunately, last time, just due to portfolio shifts and reshuffling of seats, it just wasn't carried through, because these things need constant pushing for, which is really unfortunate that, you know, while we are seeing change right now, it's come at the risk and the effect of the negative effects of so many survivors, including myself. It's taken the brunt of all of that, the trauma of all of that, for the government to be like, okay, maybe there's something wrong. And that's really unfortunate. Why has it taken so long? I honestly have no idea. I think young people get shit done. Am I allowed to swear? Young
You're
people
good.
Get shit done. And it's it's just one of those things. That's how politics works, unfortunately. But it is really unfortunate that it took like a 17-year-old for them to kind of be like, oh, maybe there's something wrong.
So it is just politics getting in
the way. It's honestly just politics, because even now, like whenever I talk to politicians from, say, National or Labour, and we talk about this campaign, you can tell it's all about the politics and it's about the votes, to be very, very honest. But the truth is, that's how you get things done. You do need to work with everyone to an extent where you get your point across and they get theirs. And that's just how the world works, I guess.
And obviously this is all relevant in the context of the election mm-hmm. happening this year. Is this something you're seeing political parties pay attention to?
Only, and this is going to sound like an endorsement, but it's not, only Greens has publicly supported consent law reform in their manifesto. I have not seen any other party, aside from National and Labour, saying that, yes, we will look into this if elected. I haven't seen any public statements of endorsements. I've been having conversations with MPs one-on-one, and there is that sense of, yes, consent law reform is something we should look at. The Justice Select Committee is made up of MPs from National, Labour, ACT, and Greens. So obviously, the fact that they've all said that they've all recommended that our laws need to be relooked at is a good sign. However, I, like in all these debates and all these conversations, they all talk about the law and justice and crimes, but sexual violence and domestic abuse, things like these aren't barely even touched on, which is so incredibly heartbreaking, because they're all talking about ways that we can make our communities safer, but what about sexual violence? And if you look at the stats, New Zealand has an epidemic of sexual violence. Like, we are doing so horrendously bad. And that's only the ones that's only from the cases that are reported on. And we know for a fact that that is an underrepresentation of cases that are actually happening.
So is reporting an issue as well?
Absolutely. And the reason why survivors don't feel safe enough to report is because, like, again, like, it's a very multifaceted issue of prevention and post-assault reactions, but survivors don't feel safe enough to report. When I reported and I went to the police, it was so awkward. And I went 1.5 years after the assault had happened. But the whole time, the person I was talking to looked like he didn't want to be there. And you can tell.
Yep.
Body language is such a huge thing. I was waiting for an hour in the waiting room, first of all. And that alone I would have ran if it was like recent. I would have just left. I was like, I'm not going to wait here for an hour. Like, you're just sitting there and you're contemplating, what am I going to do? What am I going to say? And the only reason why I was able enough to go or privileged enough to go is because I had gone to like 3 years of therapy, right? Not everyone is in that position. So I went there, I reported, I talked to this person who didn't seem like they want to be there. I had to sit there, tell my whole entire life story. So I had been in a relationship with this person for 2 to 3 years. So I had to sit there, tell this person I've just met my whole life story, the intricacies of my relationship, the abuse, the trauma. He wrote it down on those notebooks. And then he's like, okay, we'll call you back. So I'm just like, what? Eventually, I just dropped the case because I was like, this is going to take so long. I'm re-traumatizing myself for no absolute reason. The evidence that I... quote-unquote evidence that I had, it wasn't going to help me much, because again, I had been in a relationship with this person, and basically if you've had an intimate relationship with the person, the odds are further stacked against you, because there's that defense of them being like, oh well, I had a reasonable belief that they were consenting because I was in a relationship with them. And that goes back to the reason why consent law reform was started, was because I was very much like, what the hell, you know, this isn't right. So yeah, I don't blame anyone when they don't want to report, because it is so scary. It's so traumatizing.
The rules under the Crimes Act are what consent isn't, not what consent is.
Exactly.
Right?
Which is why lawyers are able to have the defense and kind of twist what a consent can be defined as. And there are reports made that judges actually tell juries that hesitant and reluctant consent is still technically a yes, an affirmative consent. And since we don't have a definition of what consent is, they're able to get away with that.
What are your hopes for the next steps of the campaign following the election?
My hopes. Look, right now, obviously we're going to keep pushing. We're going to try to make this something to be on the agenda for elections and reforms. But honestly, right now what we need is accountability from Parliament, from all parties, you know, admittance that we are doing something wrong. We're not going in the right direction. All these parties are talking about, let's get New Zealand back on track. And I'm like, what is that track? You know, Suffrage Week is coming up in a week, and we're talking about, you know, where has New Zealand come? It's 130th anniversary of suffrage. Women had the right to vote, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, have we really progressed as a society if we don't even have a definition of consent? Even Australia has done it, and that's a sign that New Zealand is lacking behind. My hopes, I want politicians to stop being such babies and actually admit that there's a problem and actually do something about it.
That was Consent Law Reform founder Liba Zubir on where the Consent Law Reform campaign is at.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.